Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After what happened earlier in the day, a lot of people were wondering and asking, should the game even be played last night? TNT opened with their thoughts. Steve Kerr, of course, gave his plea that went viral, almost a three-minute three-minute speech before the game, moment of silence in the arena with our buddy Sean Heath on the PA system, and a couple of tollers were saying, should we even be playing this right now? At least 19 children killed, and you also have two adults who passed away as a result of this school shooting yesterday. Any thoughts on whether they should have played it or postponed it?
You know, it never occurred to me that they would that was going to be on the table, postponing it. Although, you know, you've seen things. I think they canceled a Red Sox game after the Boston Marathon bombing. So there is precedent there to cancel it. But no, I mean, look, sports has always been, I've always had the take, and I think you have too, that it is an escape. And you know, there's, as people are bringing up in the fan text, there's a war going on. There's wildfires. There's always tragedies everywhere. Not at this level necessarily, and not so close to home. But no, I didn't think that canceling the game was the right thing to do.
What do you think, Troy? Any thought about this?
Well, first of all, regarding Boston, the Red Sox and the Bruins, they did cancel their games, but they did more or less because there was a manhunt. That's why the games were canceled. They were still looking for the Boston Marathon.
And I think in Baltimore, they did a game without fans during the riots.
Right, during the riots. And also D.C., if I'm not mistaken, in D.C., they canceled a game because of the sniper, the D.C. sniper back in the day as well, because of the manhunt and the... no fear that was happening. Should they have canceled the game last night? It's like RJ said, tragedies happen all the time. Tragedies that could be avoided should people want to stand up and take a stand in Austin. But in any case, those tragedies are going to happen all the time. And every time a tragedy happens, unless it directly impacts that specific area, it's not going to be canceled.
I was going to bring up geography and location.
Yeah.
It sounds cold. I think if this was in Dallas, we talk about postponing. 5 hours away, you know?
Ish? Oh, it's a little, it's more than that. Uvalde's way down there in the valley.
Yeah, so I think because it's not like really, really close to Dallas, I'm trying to figure out a softer way to say it, but, you know, proximity to the AAC would have probably impacted it if it was even closer. Steph Curry, after the game, was asked about Steve Kerr's plea for our politicians and government to finally do something to try and change this.
I appreciate his leadership. It was on everybody's mind coming into the game. It's kind of hard to, you know, stay focused on going out and playing basketball and knowing, you know, what happened, you know, in this state. And I got kids, send them to school every day, drop them off. And you feel for the parents that are you know, going through what they're going through. I can't even imagine the pain. So for Coach to come up here and say what he said, and every word that he said was powerful, was meaningful. You know, I accept that challenge of trying to figure out a way to, you know, again, use my voice and platform to help hopefully make change. And you can tell what it meant to him. Come up in front of y'all and use this microphone to say what he says. So I appreciate his leadership on that. He's been doing that since I've known him.
Rest of the world, obviously, the sports world, all chiming in response to what happened in our state. LeBron, my thoughts and prayers go out to the families of loved ones lost and injured at Robb Elementary School. When is enough enough, man? These are kids, and we keep putting them in harm's way at school, like seriously, at school, where it's supposed to be the safest. The guys on TNT, I just jotted down their different thoughts. Barkley, and I totally agreed, saying, you know, these politicians are our worst example. And it really is. It's really demoralizing. And everyone who just agrees and is incapable of taking a stance in agreement across party lines, it's pathetic. It's pathetic, and it's just mindless sheep following on both sides, on both sides. And it's like, yo, man, when is someone going to step up and try to go ahead and make a legitimate change so that these things don't happen? But all you have to do is go on to yesterday. Twitter was a really, really bad place for this. It was a really, really bad place because it was going to turn ugly, and it was going to turn into immigration and illegal people over here. And you were going to get the gun issue, of course, an argument on the other side. And, you know, I was sitting there, I was talking to my wife about it, and she's like, can't we just like take like one day of break? And stopping this pissing contest, can't we for 24 hours after 19 kids were gunned down in a massacre, like just put your argument and your point and your debate to the side? We can't. We're incapable of it. It's so ugly, and it's so demoralizing, and it's just like going backwards. It really is. And I know that you might not be able to stand Steve Kerr, and we can make fun of the mask on the sideline and all that stuff. And I know he comes across, you know, with his liberal points of view, like Greg Popovich. What I heard yesterday was just like a desperate, heartbroken human being. That's what I thought we all were, you know, for the hours leading up to this game. But it turned ugly real quick on social media, as it normally does. And, you know, then you move on over to Shaq. And Shaq is like, look, we've all, you know, dealt with, you know, violence in certain areas of our life. He said there used to be a code, you know, there was at least a code. Church, school, off limits.
Off limits.
Church and school off limits, man. And you can't go to church anymore. And you can't send your kids to elementary school with them getting out on Thursday. And then I thought Kenny also brought up a very good point. He said, look, it was a demonic act. You know, you're not going to be able to, figure out what this 18-year-old was thinking and really get inside his head. You have mental health issues, which was also brought up yesterday. I know we got gun laws. I know we got immigration. What about mental health issue, which is why we're sitting here now talking about BetterHelp on the show. But Kenny said, this is a demonic act. It could happen. Everyone goes to small neighborhood. Can never have. It can happen anywhere. It doesn't have to be a big city. It can happen anywhere based upon someone's mental health. So that was the guys going around the set reacting to what happened.
And it's, you know, you look at the states that it happened. It happened. It's not just set in one particular spot. I mean, these are all across the country, California and Buffalo and Texas and, you know, Florida. Yeah, they're everywhere, man.
Obviously. I think it should be more difficult to get a gun, but look, man, I'm sitting here in my own life at 40. I have a very good life, but there's days where I feel really, really stressed out, and I get why people snaps sometimes. And I'm like, I'm sitting here in a fantastic situation with a wonderful family and health and no real problems in the world. But you have those moments of stress where you're like, ah.
Yeah.
And then you imagine that for a teenager and
who doesn't know how to deal with that.
Who doesn't know how to deal with that. And now, you know, we didn't have online the bullying and you have, I'm just throwing out an example. I don't know what this 18-year-old was thinking, but you have someone's self-confidence that is taken away. What's my reason? No one cares about me anyway. I can't get a girlfriend. Everyone just makes fun of me and mocks me in school. And you have someone's self-confidence totally destroyed, and this is their way to go ahead and make an impact, act out, and get their name in headlines, even if it costs them their life. That's what I think of when a lot of these things are happening. Yes. Let's make it more difficult to get guns that can cause a massacre. But that's the mental health side of things that a lot of people want discussed.
Yeah, there's definitely a mental health aspect of it that needs to be taken care of. Needs to be
but
addressed.
How? But how? But
I don't
how,
know.
But how is it going to be taken care of? And I'm not directing this towards you. This is part of Steve Kerr's rant. And smart asses want to write back. What's Steve Kerr? What are you going to do, Steve? What are you going to do to help? Steve Kerr was not elected to fix the country. Steve Kerr was not elected to keep things in line. Steve Kerr was elected by the owners of the Golden State Warriors to coach his basketball team. There are people in place that we rely upon and trust to make things a better place. And what the reality of life is, and I've been naive to it for longer than most. Power and money are more important than death. It just is. Some of the cold, cold comments and how all of this is monetized, like it's a debate on First Take, with some of the ways that these political commentators, you can predict easily what direction they're going to go so that they get reaction. They don't care about sleeping at night. They don't care if it doesn't cause increased measures and better changes. Power and money mean more than someone dying. And that's just the reality of it. And
I think it's always been that way at the political level. I think politicians have always been influenced by lobbyists and donors, whatever you want to call them, people who are giving them money because they want to stay elected. And it's been a mega issue. The truckrat.com text line is lit for lack of a better word this morning on this issue. A lot of it saying, look, they already have background checks, or that bill that Kurt was talking about is already in the House. It's already been passed. And then you've got people coming in, politicians don't trust us with they don't have our best interest at heart. Anyway, they never have. And that very well may be true. Also, people are coming in at the parents. A lot of these shooters are teenagers, and I know I have my kids got they're on social media, and it's dangerous out there to be on social media. And I want to give my kids privacy, but then I'm like, wait a second, man, I want to give you privacy, but I need to know what the hell you're into.
Yeah.
Because if this can be prevented in any way, I need to be the one as a parent to step up and prevent. And I know that, not every parent, there's parents out there who work three jobs who barely see their kids. They can't do that.
Yep.
And, what are they going to do? They're trying to put food on the table.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.